Unit 16. The Human Mind. 16.2. Exercise 2.
Recognition is one of the mind's most vital skills, and we use it daily in everything from the simplest to the most complex of tasks. And at the moment when we recognize something, electrical activity takes place inside our brains. Our faculty for recognition can break down, however. Someone suffering the brain disorder agnosia will look at an item, a cup perhaps, and have no idea what it is. Agnosia tends to be very specific. One sufferer may be unable to recognize faces, while another has difficulty with man-made objects. Such disorders can result from localized damage to a specific area in the brain, suggesting that we use different parts of it to store items of different kinds. This would explain the variation in the symptoms of agnosia. It appears, in fact, that the brain stores and categorizes things not according to their appearance or function, but by our individual relationship with them. A musical instrument, such as a trombone, can be seen, felt, played, or heard. Each quality of an item seems to be stored in a separate region of the brain, in what are sometimes called recognition units. So, a musical instrument would have several units. Its shape would be remembered in our visual areas, the word in our vocabulary area, touch in the touch area, and its sound in our hearing area. Someone who has never touched a trombone, though, wouldn't have a touch recognition unit. Each region of the brain may contain the recognition units of objects that seem very different, but they're together because they share the particular quality that concerns that region. So, our trombone might sit in the same bit of the brain as a drinking straw, or a pencil if we suck them, because they're all non-food items that we put in our mouths. When we think of a trombone, all of our separate trombone recognition units are drawn together from their separate storage regions and united to give us what we recognize as a trombone. So it seems that our own individual experiences create the geography of our brains, and that in turn affects our behavior. Faces occupy a special category of our recognition faculties, and brain scans show heightened activity in these areas not only when we see faces, but even when we imagine seeing them. One reason is that humans are social animals. We live as we've always lived, in groups, and our survival depends on our ability to communicate with others of our own species. So, we've evolved with special brain wiring for face recognition. Even a newborn baby will orientate itself towards objects that resemble faces, like a balloon with eyes, nose, and mouth drawn on it. Why is it that we forget one person's face, yet remember another, even though neither face might be particularly striking? The recognition unit of a face stays active if we have seen or imagined that person frequently, but this doesn't necessarily require a strong stimulus. That person may stay in our memory if we often see someone else who resembles them. But if we neither see nor think about a person for a long time, the facial recognition unit we have for them falls into disuse, and we may not recognize them if we see them again. Our reactions to faces involve strong emotions. When we meet someone for the first time, we may decide, without any evidence, that they look trustworthy, perhaps, or threatening. This irrational response happens because when we see someone, we check whether or not we know them. And this activity uses two pathways within the brain, one conscious, the other unconscious. Through the latter, we can relive an emotional reaction we have had to someone who merely looks slightly like the person we are meeting for the first time. The conscious pathway works more slowly, and enables us to work out, for instance, whose face we're looking at and how we should behave towards them. The unconscious pathway is faster and goes through one of the brain's centers of emotion. If we meet a person whose face slightly resembles someone we feared and hated in the past, for example, we briefly experience again our feelings towards that original figure. It's this emotional memory that gives us an almost instantaneous first impression of the person we're meeting.